Careers in the modern workplace. Careers used to follow strict corporate ladders, but that approach is becoming outdated. Today, it's up to individuals to determine their career paths, including where they want to go, what they want to do, when they want to do it, with whom they want to do it, and most importantly, why they want to do it. In the past, job hopping often led hiring managers to overlook applications. Now it's common and even viewed positively. Changing jobs frequently shows a desire for improvement and adaptability. It often means gaining new skills and fresh perspectives. Automation is continuously changing the job landscape. A study estimates that up to 375 million people may need to switch career fields in the next decade. Rather than focusing on one specific skill, jobs are now project-based and centered around relevant abilities. Adapting to new technologies and industries is essential for future job opportunities. Making lifelong learning a regular part of your routine is crucial as your career evolves. These changes are creating more flexibility in the workplace, benefiting both employees and employers. Implementing flexible hours has been shown to increase employee productivity by 72%. This newfound freedom allows people to work from home, a cafe, or even a tropical island. However, increased flexibility can bring challenges. Too much remote work may lead to feelings of loneliness due to reduced human interaction. Many struggle to separate work from personal time. Navigating career goals without a clear plan can be overwhelming, so start small. Identify practical steps to take as you work towards a fulfilling career. Focus on strengths, not weaknesses. It's tempting to try to excel at everything, but that approach is not practical. No matter how skilled we are in some areas, we'll always face challenges in others. Instead of stretching ourselves too thin, we should focus on mastering our strengths. Strengths can be natural talents or skills we've learned through experience or on the job. Ultimately, strengths are a mix of talent, experience, attitude, and behavior. Research from Gallup shows that employees who rely on their strengths are 6 times more engaged and more productive than those who don't. Experts suggest spending 80% of your time building your strengths and 20% improving weaknesses that hinder your performance. It's usually easier to spot our weaknesses than strengths. But every weakness has an opposite strength. For example, if you aren't detail-focused, you might excel at big-picture thinking. Try listing your weaknesses, then find their strengths. You may be surprised. Your super strengths are the qualities people recognize in you even when you're not around. You're not just good at them, you're excellent. Use them openly and often, and make sure your coworkers and LinkedIn connections know about them. Reflect on how often you have used your super strengths in the past week. If your job doesn't allow you to use them often, you could adjust your work approach or talk to your boss about better aligning tasks to your strengths. Otherwise, it might be time to consider a new role. Core values and their influence. Imagine starting a new job where you earn more than you expected, drive a stylish company car, enjoy free lunches, and work with friendly, skilled colleagues. But despite all these perks, something feels off. The work itself lacks meaning or interest. Can nice benefits truly make up for 90,000 hours of dull work? By our mid-20s, we develop 3 to 5 core values that influence our behavior and happiness. These values, which guide our motivations and decisions in both work and personal life, are shaped during 3 key life stages. 1. This phase begins at birth and lasts until around age 7. During this time, we learn our first lessons about right and wrong from our parents and others around us. We absorb this information without questioning it, much like a sponge. 2. From ages 8 to 13, we enter the modeling period. Here, we start to imitate the behavior of role models, such as teachers, peers, or older siblings. 3. The rebel phase. Starting in our teenage years, we begin to form our own beliefs, influenced by friends, media, and other outside sources. This is the time when we reconcile what we were taught with what we now believe to be true. Our values can be both beneficial and harmful. For instance, valuing honesty might lead you to give helpful feedback to a colleague, but it could also upset them if your words come at the wrong time. Understanding how our values impact our interactions can help us express our feelings more clearly and understand others better. Living by our values not only deepens our self-awareness, but also positively influences those around us, boosts confidence, and controls self-doubt. Everyone experiences self-doubt at times, but common fears like stage fright and feeling self-conscious don't have to control your life. With the right training, you can reduce your insecurities and improve your everyday performance. While some people are naturally confident, everyone has fears that can hold them back. You can build your confidence by identifying your unique confidence gremlins and learning to manage them. Your colleague might have a confidence gremlin that you can turn into your strength, or maybe you both share the same challenges but face them differently. Think about how your gremlins affect you. To reduce their impact, challenge these fears. For example, if public speaking makes you anxious, ask yourself why. Understanding the reasons for your gremlins can lead to practical steps to overcome them. After facing a challenge, reward yourself. If you have a stressful presentation at work and feel pressure to do well, treat yourself to something nice, like a chocolate croissant. If it doesn't go as planned, reflect on why. Confidence isn't only about personal strength. It also comes from your support system. You can visualize your sources of support by creating a support solar system. Identify the different kinds of confidence each person provides and how often they help you. Also, think about who you support in return. In your support solar system, you need three types of people. 1. The person who gets it, understands your challenges. 2. The person who asks the hard questions, motivates and pushes you. 3. The person who has been there, offers wisdom from their experiences. Confidence boosters can help you stay calm in high-pressure situations. Speak more confidently by finishing your sentences and avoiding unsure words like could or should. Use strong body language by standing tall instead of hunching over. Practice your presentations often, whether in front of a mirror or with friends. Seek feedback and give your own as well. Practicing your confidence and maintaining a healthy support network are essential at every stage of your career journey. Job Search Network. It's 11:23 p.m. on the 12th day of your job search. You've updated your LinkedIn profile and are scrolling through your connections. You find some colleagues from a job 10 years ago, a classmate from a psychology project in college, and a recruiter offering an entry-level position in Montana. How did it come to this? Networks are like gardens. They need care to grow and succeed. The quality of your connections matters more than the quantity. Research shows that we can only maintain a limited number of friends. You can have about 150 casual friends, 50 close friends, 15 confidants, and just 5 best friends. Uncertain future. In today's world, it's common to change careers multiple times throughout our lives. The traditional path of education, work, retirement is fading away. Imagining different career possibilities requires creativity and a willingness to take charge of your future. Consider these 4 types of possibilities to help you think. 1. Obvious possibility. This is the next logical step from your current job. If you continue on your current path, where might you end up? 2. Pivot possibility. This involves a new role that leverages your skills and strengths differently. 3. Ambitious possibility. This is a career you've thought about but hesitated to pursue for some reason. It usually involves overcoming challenges, like needing more experience or education. 4. Dream possibility. This is the job you would pursue if there were no barriers. It could be what you're currently doing, or something entirely different. For instance, you might be an accountant who dreams of becoming a pilot. Regardless of the specific jobs you consider, understanding why you work is just as important as what you do. Your whys connect deeply to your values and the impact you want to have. For example, Google might state what is to create an amazing search engine that everyone uses. But their way would be to make data more accessible and better organized. In a career that can change at any moment, identifying what matters most to you and why will guide you in the right direction. Stay ready for the next opportunity. The world seems to change faster than we can keep up, especially when we switch jobs frequently. With each new position, we face demands for new skills and different working styles. So to avoid becoming stuck in a narrow mindset, stay curious about what's happening beyond your work. Ignoring new trends and opportunities can hold you back. Research shows that companies creating curiosity in their employees see fewer conflicts and more creative solutions to problems. To nurture your curiosity, try these ideas. Subscribe to a magazine on an unfamiliar topic, listen to new podcasts, or engage in conversations with strangers. Another way to keep yourself marketable is to enhance your feedback skills, both in giving and receiving. Many people hesitate to seek feedback due to past negative experiences. However, feedback can promote positive changes, even if it sometimes feels uncomfortable. In a flexible career, you might not always have face-to-face time with colleagues. Make feedback a part of your meetings. Use the "what went well" or "even better if" technique. Start by acknowledging something positive like, "your presentation was effective, and you managed to keep everyone engaged the entire time." Then, offer suggestions for improvement like, "it would be even better if you gave more concrete examples to back up your claims." Natural talent alone won't guarantee success. Grit, or the effort you put into your work, is often a better predictor of achievement. Here are four ways to develop your grit. 1. Identify what interests you and dive deeper into it. 2. Practice deliberately every day to improve your skills. Decide what to work on, how to enhance it, and practice extensively. 3. Find a larger purpose for your goals that aligns with your contributions to your organization or the world. 4. Adopt a growth mindset, focusing on continuous learning and development. By exploring your interests, improving your feedback skills, and training your grit, you can ensure a smooth career transition when the time comes. Is the grass greener on the other side? In every job, there comes a moment of uncertainty when you question, "Should I stay here or go somewhere else?" In a squiggly career, you'll face this question repeatedly, and the answer isn't always clear. If you're happy in your role and learning a lot, think carefully before leaving. Consider what a new position could offer you. Will it utilize your strengths and align with your values, or are you simply drawn to a higher salary? Research shows that salaries stop affecting well-being after around $75,000. If your organization doesn't invest in employee training, this could be a concern. A study found that people are 12 times more likely to quit if they're not growing their skills. While some companies may lack the budget for training, others may not see its value. Fortunately, there are options available. You can look for grants or awards to fund your learning, or create your independent study plan based on your interests. Becoming a learning advocate can also drive change within your organization by involving others and gathering their insights. Side projects can provide valuable experience and allow you to explore new interests. They could be passion projects or solutions to market gaps. Since 42% of startups fail due to low demand for their products, it's important to test your idea before diving in. Next time you feel stuck at work, identify the reason for your feelings, explore your options, and develop a plan to keep your squiggly career moving forward. Key points. 1. Take charge of your career path by exploring various roles and learning new skills. 2. Adopt job changes as opportunities for growth and gaining fresh perspectives. 3. Recognize that core values shape your motivations and guide your career choices. 4. Build confidence by addressing self-doubt and leaning on your support network. 5. Cultivate meaningful connections within your professional network to enhance learning. 6. Stay curious and open to new trends to remain adaptable in a changing job market. 7. Invest in your personal and professional development to navigate career transitions effectively.